Time to get our weekly view from the north, where he actually is this week, freshly returned from a trip to West Florida, doing a piece on Willie Taggart. See what he's up to online for Comcast Sportsnet, CSNNW.com. Channel 737 on your Comcast Xfinity system. Keep up on Twitter if you dare, at Aaron J. Fentress. Mr. Fentress, welcome back to the Pacific Northwest. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing well.
That's nice to hear. You left me hanging for a second there.
I did. I was trying to create some drama.
All right. Well done. So we don't give too much away. You were in Tampa, not far from where Coach Taggart played high school ball in Bradenton. So
we went to the high school.
What?
We went to his high school. Oh,
you went there. What's it, about 45, 50 minutes away?
Yeah, we caught up with him in Tampa. We went with him to Palmetto, his hometown. We played at Menate, which is in Bradenton. So he bust over to another part of the area.
Huh. So who did you get to speak with? I mean, former players, him, family members, colleagues. I mean, sounds like it was a big information gathering for this piece you got coming.
Yeah, it was pretty insane. Let's see, we were only able to catch up with one current USF player because they were actually given the weekend off, and a lot of them scattered around. And then we talked to his family, his wife, in-laws, parents, his two oldest kids, his two sisters. His older brother was too shy, wouldn't get on camera. I talked to an uncle, talked to some old buddies from high school, talked to one of his old teammates from high school, was his backfield running mate, who actually went to Nebraska, played receiver, Shevin something. Anyway, he was a receiver. Remember when Nebraska had that miraculous win against Missouri?
Yeah,
when
Scott Frost.
The ball,
yeah.
The end zone, that guy kicked it, actually, it went off his chest because he got PI a little bit. He kicked it in the air, and another guy caught it.
Yeah.
The guy who kicked it played running back with, when Taggart was a quarterback at Manatee. That was his teammate.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because when we wound up hooking up with the guy who I think caught it, Davidson, in 97, when Frost threw that crazy pass. I'm not sure how we wound up talking. Oh, yeah, duh. Last year when Oregon played Nebraska, we wound up talking with that guy.
Yeah.
I was Shevin
Wiggins was the guy who kicked it to him.
How often do you get to say that? I kicked the ball for a touchdown. What sport are you talking about?
Exactly. So we caught with him. He's still a really good friend with Taggart. We went to a barbershop where whenever he's in town, he gets a haircut there. And one of his old best friends from back in the day runs it. And then there was two other old friends from back in the day, and they were talking about youth football. It was hilarious because I guess back then they would play neighborhood versus neighborhood.
Right.
Like you knock them out, drag them out, tackle football games, and they were like 10, 11, 12, whatever. At the park, and then there was a big argument about who won. It's hilarious how 30 years later, y'all never beat us. Yeah, we did. We beat y'all. Funny as heck.
That's great.
I think we did like former interviews with like 13 people.
So when we look at Coach Tags now, I mean, obviously he's only kind of been on our radar for 7 months, but you know, you think upbeat, focused, optimistic, positive. Has the people say he's kind of always been like that?
Yeah, that's one of the things about him that everyone talked about was that he was always that kid who was focused and driven. He never got in any trouble. We couldn't get anyone to even like say anything about him getting in any type of trouble. He was always a good kid. He was a kid who like when some of his friends who were out doing things they shouldn't be doing, he was in his room playing you know, Madden. You know, he would host the Madden parties and have all his friends in there, and they'd be in there all day playing video games or out in the park playing all day. And he was really skinny kid. Had a big head, so they called him Skull. and some of his friends were cracking on him about that. We got a lot of good stuff that's going to be it. I'm trying to push for an hour-long feature, at least be a half hour long. We did a big feature on Ashton Eaton last year that was very well done, and the two people who worked on that, Michael Stringfield and Jesse Larson, are involved with this project as well. So it's going to be very well done, put together, special on Taggart, and then I'll write a series of articles as well.
Yeah, you did. The stuff on Leavitt was awesome. So for folks who are out there kind of waiting, when do you think it'll all be put together and we could check it out on the site?
It'll be on TV, not on the site. We'll have clips on the site, but it'll definitely be on TV.
Oh, okay.
But the articles will be on site. But we will, a show I think is, we're hoping to get it done. There's tons of mass production that'll go into it, obviously, but we're hoping to get it done before the season starts. So something we would roll out the week before the first game, probably.
Ah, well done. Talk with Aaron Fentress of Comcast SportsNet. So last week, Darren Carrington found trouble again, allegedly crashed at a McDonald's drive-thru. He's been a bit of a problem discipline-wise, you know, an alleged assault. We saw how Coach Tags dealt with his two coaches who showed poor judgment. From your chair, how do you think he should deal with, I guess, another miss step from Carrington?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty delicate because we still have to deal with the idea of innocent or proven guilty, right? You know, like with Tiger Woods, everyone assumed it was alcohol and it turned out to be prescription drugs, but, you know, which of course doesn't mean it was smart, but at least he wasn't being egregious and doing something he shouldn't have been doing. So who knows? And also Josh Huff a couple years ago, remember he blew a 0-0-0?
Right.
But got a DUI, maybe because they thought he was high, who knows? So, obviously, we know Darren has a history with marijuana. He got suspended from the national championship game. He's also had other transgressions off the field. So I sort of wrote, my thing was this, and I, you know, Taggart came in and drew a line in the sand. He told the guys, you know, try me. You know, don't mess with me. I will bring down the hammer. I'm not going to be soft and fuzzy. You know, we're going to have, you know, a very strict discipline program. And so when you do that, you kind of set the stage for, okay, well, how did you react to something like this? And now this is Darren's first transgression under Taggart, but clearly it's not his first transgression.
Sure.
So under Taggart, you know, it's a delicate situation because, one, you need him. Like, I would honestly say that losing him cost them a game or two, given your lack of depth at receiver and that he's a huge playmaker. Like, I would go – if I were Vegas, over under 8.5 right now, I'd drop it to 7.5 if he's not playing. That's how important I think he is.
Okay.
So you're not buying that? Anyway,
no, I'm making a note on my gambling site.
But on the other hand, maybe Taggart, instead of getting rid of him, goes the way of what Chip Kelly did with LeGarrette Blount, where it's like you're going to get a deep suspension, 6, 8, 10 games or whatever, but we're going to let you be around a team, let you work on yourself, so that you can maybe salvage something late in the year, help you for the NFL. That's a way to go as well. Or maybe he just says, you know what, you got to move on. And then Darren actually could transfer anywhere he wants to because he's already graduated.
Right.
So he could start clean somewhere else. Now, my argument for Taggart, if Darren is indeed guilty of what he's been accused of, is that if Taggart would have let him go, he sends a message to everyone. He backs up what he says. And he says, look, this is our second best player on offense, maybe, behind Royce. He's an NFL-caliber receiver. I said I wasn't going to mess around. He went out and betrayed my trust. Because I wrote the other day, when I was with Taggart Friday, we were driving from Tampa to Palmetto, I asked him how Darren was doing. He was raving about Darren.
Yep.
Darren's been doing great. He was doing everything he's supposed to be doing academically. You know, as a leader, he's growing. You know, and then like 12 hours later, he gets arrested. So you send the message that, you know, I don't care how good you are, if you betray us, this is the punishment. Now, if you don't do that, what are you telling the team? What are you telling the young guys? Well, yeah, we're going to be hard on you, but we just let this guy who's been accused of assault, missed the national championship game for testing positive for marijuana, and got a DUI and a variety of other things, and he's still here. He's still playing. So then if you're other guys, you're going to be like, well, wait a minute. That's a long list of things I can do before I get in serious trouble. So it's a delicate situation, and I'm not saying I want to see Darren, you know, get the hammer, and I feel bad even suggesting that maybe that in the long term is the best way to go. But at the same time, Darren needs, if he's guilty of this, he needs a serious shaking. Because if he really went out and did what he's being accused of, how dumb is that? Now, let me say one more thing about this. From the hearsay rumor mill, I know a guy who goes to Western Oregon who claims he knows the person that Darren was talking to on the phone, that he wasn't intoxicated, he was FaceTiming and cracked. This is pure 100% hearsay. Okay, from
right.
Someone who claims to know the person that Darren was talking to. So I'm just putting it out there like this is not verified, but I'm saying it sort of, and this guy insists this is true. So it sort of raises the specter of, okay, what exactly was he just FaceTiming and screwed up and crashed into this pole and it wasn't that big a deal and he wasn't really under any influence or maybe they assumed he was like with Josh Huff, but he really wasn't. We don't know. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and hope that it's not as bad as it looks. And that he comes back next year and has a great season and fulfills his
The P word.
Potential. Exactly, the P word, of becoming what I think he can be in the NFL.
All right, so we'll keep an eye out for that one.
And cut.
Continue with Aaron Fentress of Comcast Sportsnet. Let's get to the wild and woolly NBA free agent period. I saw you commented on the Mavs and Dirk maybe coming together for a two-year deal. I know the team would have the option on a second. But I was looking, if he has two average seasons, he would become the fifth all-time leading scorer in NBA history, passing Chamberlain. But what struck you about a guy like this, you know, with all this cash getting doled out, that he was willing to take a fraction of that just to stay in the NBA with his team?
Well, it says that, you know, he still has the love for the game and the drive to win, and knows that in order for that to happen, that they need to throw some money elsewhere, and that he's not the player he once was, and that he's giving them a diminished role, and he's not worth $20-25 million a year, you know, which is something that D-Wade didn't want to accept, which is why he left Miami and took the money from Chicago, who was the only team in the NBA stupid enough to give him a $48 million contract for 2 years. Okay, calm down.
All right, yeah, breathe.
Calm down, sorry.
Use that anyway, Florida calm.
So, it says a lot, but he's going to try to win. I just don't think they have the roster to contend, especially in the West. But I think they definitely can be a playoff team, obviously. But, no, props to him. And plus, he wants to stay in Dallas. He wants to finish his career in Dallas. I think he goes down as definitely, you know, the third best power forward of the last, or maybe even the second best, between him and Garnett behind Duncan of the last, you know, 20 years since Karl Malone retired. I would say that, or since Karl Malone stopped being a marquee guy in the late
20 years ago, or 19
yeah, exactly.
years ago.
Time flies. Huh? So, no, I think Dirk is a beast. He definitely, I mean, the fact he won the championship the way he won it, staying in Dallas, grinding it out, beating LeBron, Wade, and Bosch, was awesome. Had he had another superstar with him, he might have gotten a couple more. But now Dirk is awesome. I give him all the credit in the world for everything he's done.
No, I love the fact that he's staying around and he gets it. All right, so you sure give your Twitter people two things. A, a chance to have their say. B, plenty of rope. So as you think through the past week, who pops for our Twitter nut bar of the week?
Well, it was kind of a soft weekend game. We're in the summer, so I think the nutbags are on vacation. But during the whole Darren Carrington thing, I did have two people proceed to tell me how dumb I am because I don't have a law degree.
Well, that narrows it down.
Like, so I can't have an opinion or comment on what's going on with Darren Carrington because you need a law degree to understand what a DUI is or how bad that looks. I mean, it just
wow.
It's like exactly. It's like, can we just have a discussion? Like, if your argument is he shouldn't be suspended, or he shouldn't be kicked off the team, or you have a day in court, or whatever. That's fine. But coming at me with the law degree thing, and of course, one of them was, you know, bragging about the fact that he's an attorney. I'm just like, okay, dude. So,
no, that qualifies. Trust me, I went to a really big high school. I know people who are both lawyers and doctors. Some of them I wouldn't trust in a fifth grade spelling bee. So that's the end of that. All right, well, welcome back. And we'll definitely look forward to this piece on tags, I guess kind of to kick off the season in a month and
go.
A half. But
yep.
You have a good one. Enjoy it. And as always, look forward to catching up next week, Aaron.
All right, man. Take care.
Take it easy.